I'm Dave Daniels, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com, the new St. Charles County News website coming soon. A St. Charles man, Tommy Homan, age 44, faces multiple charges after fleeing the scene of two crashes on Saturday. Police say Homan was speeding on Missouri 94 when he crashed into two SUVs, injuring three people before fleeing and later crashing into a mobile home. Officers found him at a nearby residence where he resisted arrest and showed signs of intoxication with an open vodka bottle in his truck. Homan refused a breath test and police obtained a warrant for a blood sample. He also allegedly made threats against officers. Homan faces felony DWI, weaving the seat of an accident and a resisting arrest, along with other charges. His bond is set at $100,000 cash only. MoDOT and St. Charles County are hosting an open house style meeting on March the 4th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the National Equestrian Center in Lake St. Louis to discuss the route and expansion project and the funded Hopewell-Duello intersection signalization. The project aims to improve safety, address traffic growth, and plan for future development. Attendees can review conceptual layouts, learn about the project's progress, and provide input. No formal presentations will be given, and officials will be available to answer questions. At its February the 13th meeting, the O'Fallon City Council approved a conditional use permit for a new Starbucks with a drive-thru at 609 South Main, replacing a former Burger King. The cafe will operate from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. The council also held a public hearing for a proposed 24/7 Quick Trip convenience store and gas station at Main Street at East and West Pittman Street, which would replace an existing parking lot and building. QT plans to introduce its new Generation 4 store design, featuring expanded food options and fresh daily deliveries at the location. A final vote on the QT project is set for February the 27th. Applications for the 2025 Senior Tax Relief Program in St. Charles County open on March 1st. This program offers property tax assistance to eligible senior homeowners. To qualify, applicants must meet specific age, income, and residency criteria. For more information and to apply, visit the St. Charles County Assessor's Office website or contact their office directly. I'm Dave Daniels, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.